Unit 1, pages 27 to 28. Reading. The Test by Ina Claire Gabler. Part 1. Carlos and Mercedes met after school as usual and began walking together. When they got to the main street of their neighborhood, they heard sounds of Latin music coming from a music shop. Carlos dropped his books on the sidewalk. Then he started dancing to the music. He smiled at Mercedes. "Carlos," Mercedes said, laughing, "people are looking." "Let them look, baby. Carlos Rosario will show them how to dance." Soon, there was a small crowd around Carlos. "Dance with him, Mercedes," a friend called out. Mercedes shook her head, blushing. She was happy for Carlos, but she was shy. Carlos danced until the song ended. Then he picked up his books and put them under his arm. "Come on," he said as they walked away from the crowd. "Let's go buy a cola." "Okay," she said, "but I can't stay for long." "What's the hurry?" he asked. "It's a beautiful spring day." "I know, Carlos," she said, "but you know I have to help my mother before supper. Also, we have a history test tomorrow." "Look, I have to take that stupid test too. But do I look worried about it?"
"No, but I don't think you'll pass it," she said quietly.
He stopped walking and looked at her. "I don't like it when my girl tells me what to do."
"I'm not telling you what to do. It's true what I said, and you know it. I want a good mark on tomorrow's test. It's the last one before the final."
"Man, the teachers and my parents are bad enough," he said. "Now you." "Of all the girls in this school, I have a brain for a girlfriend. I guess you'll write 100 pages tomorrow." They spent some time at a nearby cafe. Mercedes got home at 5. "Where have you been?" her mother asked in Spanish.
"I had a cola with Carlos, mommy," Mercedes answered.
"He's no good, that boy. He's a bum."
"He's not a bum. He just likes to have fun, that's all."
"Don't argue with me. Behave yourself."
"Sorry, mommy."
"It's late," her mother said. "We still need to prepare supper. Your father will be home soon." After supper, Mercedes helped Miguel, her little brother, with his homework. Her parents didn't know English well, so it was her job to help him. Later, Mercedes did her own homework.